Hello, everybody. It's Bops here, and we're going to get started on our Q&A for 100 subscribers. So thank you so much for subscribing. I appreciate it more than words could say. It's been such a cool and amazing experience so far. I'm having so much fun, and it's super awesome that you're enjoying the audios, and I hope you continue to enjoy them. And let's get started, shall we? Okay, so I'm just going to go in order of these submissions, so to keep it fair, I guess. So let's start with the first submission from Red Knight 47. Hello. And those questions are, what is the story or inspiration behind your username? And how do you feel about the game Bop It? So first question, the story or inspiration behind my username. It comes from a Cyndi Lauper song entitled She Bop, which is a song about female self-love. And I thought, yeah, that definitely ties in. And it was fun too. I was like, you know, when you are trying to come up with a username and you want it to be like something that like flows off of the tongue well and is fun and all of that, but like I guess fits your personality a little bit. And yeah, so that's like the first thing that came to my mind was that song, and I was like, oh, She Bop. Oh, She Bops. Okay, yeah, that works. So I went with it. And I'm happy about it. I think it's a name I can live with, a username I can live with. Okay, how do you feel about the game Bop It? Okay, so I'm going to answer that question in like emotional form or like the emotions that you feel while playing said game. And it goes joy, elation, excitement, frustration, rage. I'm kidding. No, not the rage part. No, it's a fun game. That's how I feel about it. It's fun. And if it's fun, it's good in my book. So, fun. Good. Yay. next question is from Majestic Gopher. Hello, Majestic Gopher. What are some tags you haven't done yet but really want to? What made you start doing audios? Do you listen to audios yourself? If so, whom are your favorite audio people? Okay, so for the first one, what are some tags you haven't done yet, but you really want to? Ooh, that's kind of like a hard one because like I was like realizing this the other night. I was like searching through scripts and really, I just want to pause for a minute. Like, I am not kidding you, all day I've tried to record this and it's been like one thing after another, and I finally thought like, oh, you know, I'm gonna have some nice little bits of quiet, and now there's somebody outside with a leaf blower just going to town. So lovely. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna have to keep going, so I hope you'll forgive me for the background noise, if you can hear it or not. We'll see. so getting back to the question, tags that I haven't done yet but really want to. So I was realizing the other night while I was searching through scripts that I don't, like, generally look for specific tags. It's just more like the scene that it plays out. So, and whether or not like I feel like I could connect to it. So I don't know. If I had to pick tags, I would say I might like to try more like FDOM, FSUB, kink-related tags. That might be interesting and kind of like a fun newer challenge. So collabs, that might be fun. I haven't done a collab yet. It's kind of like a daunting like anxiety type of thing. But no, that could be really fun, and it would definitely like bring like a newer, I guess, aspect to an audio. Sundry is a really sundry, I think that's how you say it. If not, sorry. That's kind of like an interesting tag from like a voice acting aspect that could be fun to play off of. So there are some tags. What made you start doing audios? So I I listened to audios for quite a while, actually, before I started recording. And not just like erotic audios, but like relaxing, meditative soundscapes. And then like, just like, I don't know, it's weird. Audio is just like such a vast selection to choose from. Really, like you can find so many things now. I guess what really made me want to start recording was I felt like it was something that I don't know, that's such a hard question. Like, what makes you just one day start posting erotic audios? It's such a hard question to answer because I can't really pinpoint a certain thing. I think it was just time. I don't know. And I was like, this could be fun. I don't know. Yeah, it was kind of like, I just thought, you know, maybe I could offer something different. I don't know. That's such a such a question. I don't know. I don't want to sound like too narcissistic about it, because that's not it at all. Because the attention, it's not like an embarrassing thing. It's more like I'm such an awkward person, I don't know how to accurately respond. I'm just like genuinely happy and surprised anytime somebody like leaves a comment or a PM that's like, hey, I really enjoyed your audio because da 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 da. So, you know, that's just such a really cool kind of thing where, you know, somebody is getting enjoyment from it, and that's awesome and the number one goal. This leaf blower is like right outside my window right now, and I'm just like, really? And now it's getting closer, and my dog is probably gonna start going batshit crazy in like 2 seconds. So this could be fun. I might have to pause. If not, let's just power through it. Do you listen to audios yourself? If so, whom are your favorite audio people? Yes, I do. I listen to audios. I would say favorites. I try not to listen to too many of the female performers, just because I don't want to like pick up on any performers like traits or influence, so to speak. I kind of just like to not be influenced in that way, to where if I'm doing a like a script or an improv or something like that, that it's like it comes from a genuine a genuine place and not like a an influenced kind of situation. Sorry. As far as performers go, I'm getting a little embarrassed. I don't want to name drop, but I will, because, you know, credit where credit is due. I think Eve's Garden is absolutely amazing and lovely. You can tell with her audios that she puts in so much time and effort, and they are just absolutely amazing. So she is just a phenomenal performer in my book. Not a GWA performer, but it's definitely a performer that I have listened to for quite some time. And I think the way that he's kind of constructed his performances are just very genuine. And that is Gale Force. He is phenomenal, like absolutely phenomenal. GWA performers. I listen to so many different performers. Here I am trying to be genuine talking over a leaf blower that just seems to be hanging out. I don't know why. There's nothing to like blow away. Anyways. I listen to a lot of performers, and everybody is awesome. I know it's like kind of, I don't want to name drop. It's embarrassing. Basically, let's say this. If I've left a comment on any of your audios, then I'm definitely a fan. So, it takes guts to post. And I think any performer that posts definitely has guts, and thank you for posting and sharing. So let's go on to the next question. Next question is from Dulcet Groans. Hello. Let's see. This question is very exciting for me. Okay, so what is the top item on your bucket list right now? So I am super excited about this question because very soon I might be able to check it off. So my number one on my bucket list right now is skydiving. And I'm hoping like in the next, I'd say like 3 or 4 months, that's a very high possibility that I may be going skydiving. So I'm super excited about that. So I'm kind of like an adrenaline junkie, and I've done like all of the, pardon me as I take a sip of coffee. I've done a lot of the adrenaline-esque bucket list type things. Done the whitewater rafting down rapids. That was super awesome. I've done that actually quite a few times. And it's always so much fun. It's super exhilarating and beautiful. It's like, like sightseeing, being on the water, and like adrenaline all in one. It's a great deal. Done the rappelling like off the side of a mountain. And that was terrifying, but so awesome. That was a ton of fun. Done the bungee jumping thing, and I figure like the next step after that would be jumping out of an airplane, so why not? So hopefully soon I will be able to say that I've checked off my number one on my bucket list, and then I can replace it with something else. Probably like a great white shark cage dive or something. I don't know. Okay, so thank you. And next question is from Mata Mata, Mata Mata. Sorry if I botched that. What was your kinkiest in real life sexual encounter like? And what's the most attractive thing about a guy to you, whether it be physical trait or personality trait? Okay.
Meow. Oh, hello, kitty. You're gonna come up and say hello? Yeah? Okay, shh.
My cat friend is coming to say hello. Okay, so kinkiest in real life sexual encounter. You know, like, I haven't had, like, a whole lot of, like, super kinky sex in my life, so it's pretty tame. I would probably say, like, restraints. That's probably been, like, the kinkiest I've gotten so far. and it was super fun, so wouldn't mind trying that one again. No, it was just, you know, my partner and I decided to tie each other up and shit, and it was fun. And then next question was, what's the most attractive thing about a guy to you, whether it be physical trait or personality trait? I would say I'm probably more attracted to personality traits than I am physical traits. I would say definitely a sense of humor is very, very high on that list. I know it's like a cliche answer, but it's so true. I like to laugh like a lot, like I'm constantly laughing. So if you can keep me laughing all the time, then that's definitely a plus in your book. Kindness. I know that's also a cliche, but no, there's something to be said just about, you know, a person who is kind, like genuinely kind, not like a contrived kind of kind. And there is a difference. you know, just being a nice human being to those around you, it goes so far. I just don't understand sometimes why it's such a hard concept for people to grasp. But, yeah. So hopefully that will suffice. So next question is from Achamp69. Hello. Does anyone in real life know about your Reddit alter ego? Yes. I do have a couple of friends that know what I do here. So it's not something that I am ashamed of in any way, shape, or form. But at the same time, it's not something I'm going to be like, hey, friend of a friend, I make sexy audios and post them online. Yeah, it's not like information I freely give. But yes, I do have a couple of friends that know that this is something that I do. So I don't know on whether or not they've actually like listened to my audios, but I guess we'll find out if they listen to this. I'm like, hey. Anyway, so next question. Okay, next question is from Hey Guys 11. Hello. Hand job or blow job and why? Pick one. Asking the tough questions. So I would say that this one is more like situational as to like what mood I'm in at the moment. If I'm judging off of like right now, what I would prefer, preferably a hand job, while dirty shit is being talked into my ear. That's fun. So that's what I'm going with for the moment. Who knows? It could change in 5 minutes. Who knows? Okay, so next question. Okay, so next question is from My Name is Nobody. Hello. What's been your proudest moment? What's one common thing you think about when you're alone? What's a quirky habit you have? Is there something you've tried that you'd never do again? Ooh, those are good. Okay, so let's start with the first one. What's been my proudest moment? That's like a really, sorry, that's like a really deep, deep question. That's hard to say because, let me think about that for a second. I would say like my proudest moment, I'd say like my proudest moment is finally like just really like accepting who I am. And I know that seems kind of vague, but it's a proud moment for me. I don't know, I feel like everybody, like, has, like, this one point in their life that they reach and they're like, okay, you know, this is me, and I'm gonna be, like, in a sense, like, unapologetic about it. Yes, you know, you can always be improving yourself and growing as a human being, but to really be able to kind of understand who you are at the core, and I think that just, like, makes for a superbly enjoyable life experience. Final answer. It's a comforting, proud kind of moment. Yeah. All right, so next question. What's one common thing you think about when you're alone? You know, this one was a really great question because I really had to think about that because I never like, and like consciously, I've never really like consciously thought about that before. Because, you know, our brains are always going, and mine like a mile a minute most of the time. But what I've noticed, and I had to like, when I got this question, I had to think about it for a little bit because I think most of the time when I'm by myself, what I think about are like funny moments from my childhood. And I always somehow like revert back to that. Or songs. I think in like song lyrics a lot of the time too, like not like the whole song that plays on repeat in your head, but like little snippets of songs, like, you know, either that or funny moments from childhood. So I guess that's a good thing. And the next one, what's a quirky habit you have? I have so many quirky things, but like I can't think of any, if that makes sense. I guess quirky things that have been pointed out to me. I have like a section of my hair that I twirl when I'm like deep in thought. It's like a comforting thing. I do it when I'm thinking and I do it when I'm tired. So it's like, yeah, it's definitely like a comfort thing. Quirky. I guess like it's like some of those things that you don't really realize you do unless somebody points them out. So yeah, that's a fun one, I guess. Is there something you've tried that you would never do again? Yes. I made the wrong decision to go on a, what did they call them? Airboat. It was an airboat ride in the Florida Everglades. And it was like the single most traumatic experience for me, and I'll never, ever, ever do it again. So right off the bat, I should mention that, like, reptiles aren't exactly my thing. And I am absolutely terrified of snakes. So probably wasn't the best decision to go on an airboat ride in the Florida Everglades. So, like, all I can remember is, like, it was a tiered seating. So there was a top row and a bottom row. And, like, 10 minutes into this boat ride, they're like,
poking through the Everglades, like, looking for snakes and alligators and, like, crocodiles. And, like, all I remember is just, like, being on the top tier, like, with my knees to my chest, like, rocking back and forth, like, get me out of here. Like, it's terrible. Like, there were snakes crawling up onto the boat, alligators and crocodiles that were, like, crawling up onto the boat, and I just really wanted to nope out of there, like, fast. So, yeah, that was absolutely terrifying and something I will never, ever do again. So, it does not come highly recommended. Unless you happen to like reptiles and that's your thing, might I recommend that you go on an airboat ride? So, let me just double check if we have any more questions. And I think that will conclude our Q&A. So, once again, thank you so much for subscribing and submitting your questions. This was a lot of fun. We'll have to do it again. Maybe at like 200 if that happens. Yay. If you've ever left a comment or a PM or, you know, any kind of words of encouragement, thank you so much. It's been such an amazing experience so far, and I only hope to keep making things that will be enjoyed. So thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful rest of your day or evening, and I look forward to perhaps seeing you in the comment section of a future audio. Bye!